profitable trade. Therefore, I dedicate this book to an outstanding leader in the field of forensic science, Jack Cadman, Director, Orange County Sheriff's Criminalistics Laboratory, Santa Ana, California. Earl Stanley Gardner. 1. Perry Mason looked up from his desk as Della Street, his confidential secretary, stood in the door of the office which communicated with the reception room. Yes, Della.
We have a young woman in the outer office who won't give a name.
Then I won't see her, Mason declared.
I understand how you feel about these things,
Della replied,
but I think there's some interesting reason why this young woman won't give us the information.
What sort of reason? Mason asked. Della Street smiled.
I think it might be interesting to find out.
Blonde or brunette?
Blonde. She's holding on to a flat black bag in addition to a purse.
How old? Mason asked.
Not over 22 or 23.
Mason frowned. Are you sure she's over 21? Della Street shook her head.
You can't tell by looking at her teeth,
she said, smiling. How about her hands? Mason asked.
And you can't tell much by a woman's hands until after she passes 30,
Della explained. All right, Mason said. Bring her in. We'll take a look. Della Street turned, went into the outer office, and shortly returned with a young woman who was trembling with excitement as she approached the desk and said,
Mr. Mason?
Mason smiled. There's no need to be nervous, he said. After all, I'm an attorney, and if you are in trouble, perhaps I can help you. She seated herself across the desk from the lawyer and said,
Mr. Mason, I'm going to have to disappear, and I don't want my parents ever to be able to find me.
Mason regarded her thoughtfully. Why are you going to have to disappear? He asked. The usual reason?
What's the usual reason?
She asked. Mason smiled and shook his head. Don't cross-examine me, he said. Let me do the questioning. Why do you want to disappear?
I have my reasons,
she said.
I don't think I need to go into all the details at the present time, but I do want to disappear.
And you want me to help you?
I want you to be in such a position that you can, if necessary, furnish the missing link which will connect me with my past life. But I don't want you to do it unless I give you permission and tell you to, or unless certain circumstances develop which will make it imperative that you do communicate with my parents.
The telephone on Della Street's secretarial desk rang, and she said,
Hello? Yes, Gertie. Right away? Is it that important? Very well, I'll be out.
She glanced meaningly at Perry Mason, said,
If you'll excuse me a moment,
and hurried through the door to the outer office. Mason regarded his visitor quizzically. You're asking me to take you on trust.
Don't you have to take all your clients on trust?
Not entirely. I usually know with whom I am dealing and what the score is.
And you are usually retained to defend some person who is accused of crime?
Quite frequently.
And how do you verify the fact that your client is telling the truth?
Mason smiled. You have a point there, he admitted.
You take them on trust,
she said. Not entirely, Mason replied. Any person accused of crime, whether guilty or innocent, is entitled to a defense. He's entitled to his day in court. I try to give him legal representation.
But you try to make that representation effective so that you prove his innocence?
Mason thought for a moment, then, choosing his words carefully, said, I try to make my representation effective. I'll go that far. Della Street appeared from the outer office, motioned to Perry Mason, and walked through the door into the law library. Mason said, You'll have to excuse me just a moment. We seem to have some rather important matter demanding immediate consideration.
Certainly,
she said. Mason swung around in his swivel chair, got up, walked around the desk, gave his visitor a reassuring smile, said, I'm satisfied it will only be a moment, then opened the door to the law library. What's the excitement? He asked Della Street when he had closed the door.
Gertie at the switchboard,
Della said. What about her?
I hardly know,
she said.
You know, Gertie, she's an incurable romantic. Give her a button and she'll sew a vest on it every time. And sometimes I think she even uses an imaginary button.
Mason nodded.
She observed something about our visitor in there, or thinks she did, or perhaps you'd better talk with her.
Can't you tell me what it is?
Of course I can,
Della said.
But I can't evaluate what Gertie's saying the way you can. It makes quite a story.
All right, Mason said. Let's go see what it is. He took Della's arm, escorted her through the door, which opened from the law library, into the entrance room. Gertie, at the switchboard, was sitting on the edge of her chair,